Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle, with McDonald Jones Homes, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's.
We're still yapping.
Yeah.
Crikey. When's
all of
these?
Couple of days.
Okie dokie.
Couple of days.
All right then. Yappity yap tea.
Yeah.
Yap yap.
Yeah.
How's things?
Look, oh, you know what? This morning, it's over now.
Oh, the sunrise.
The sunrise. It was the most spectacular I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, wasn't it nice to see it out last night? Oh. Obviously, it's come up this morning going, g'day, guys.
Yeah.
Hang on.
The colours were beyond, like, Van Gogh. Yep. It was incredible. It was.
Very, that reddish-orange, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you came out,
it was
amazing.
Insane. Yeah.
But how good did yesterday turn out?
From
all that, like, and then the storms
the
at night.
Day. Yeah.
I know.
In the middle of the day, it was beautiful as well.
For a while.
And then we got that bucket of hail.
Oh. I know.
Good. Fuck Melbourne.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't
summer.
It?
There you go.
Lucy, my wife, wants to camp in a couple of weeks, and I said, okay, last night, okay. Picture us in a tent and picture the day we've had today. It started off 3 hours of rain, got sunny, stormed, our tent would have blown away.
Do you really
want to camp?
I wouldn't have gone to weather. Picture us in a tent, four kids, and
yeah.
Sit there.
Full stop. Yeah,
and
exactly.
How come she wants to do that to herself?
Well, no, we can't find anywhere to go away.
Like, yeah, it's all booked.
All the cabins, all the...
You know there's other places in Byron Bay rising.
No, we're not even thinking about going that far. Just somewhere on the coast.
Well, yeah. I tell you, I think we were saying it the other day, but a mate of mine, who is, you know, from Brisbane trying to get back.
Yep. Yeah.
He couldn't find anywhere on the Sunshine Coast. He Airbnb'd a garage.
Right. You're kidding.
It's done up, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
$410 a night.
Oh, you're joking. Air conditioned?
God, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
You would for that.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Sunshine Coast. Oh, my God.
And, like, now this is a guy who knows his stuff, too. He's a bit like us. Yeah. He's a bit of a tire kicker when it comes to accommodation. He said, I'm seriously, if I couldn't
that
get anywhere.
It.
And so he impeded me. So it's a garage to the side of some house.
Yeah. My God.
I know it sounds dodgy. I'm sure it's an okay garage, but still, that's it.
You know,
10Ks from the beach.
I go, oh, my God. But years ago, when Lorke was about five, we couldn't find anywhere in Byron Bay. We're a bit like Rosie and Lucy. We used to go to Byron Bay all the time.
Right.
And we couldn't find it. Well, I say we couldn't find anything. We couldn't find anything affordable. That's, let's put it that way.
That's what I should have said as
well. Yeah, because there's places if you want to spend $11,000 a night.
Exactly.
But we ended up Airbnb-ing a lady's veranda.
A veranda?
A veranda.
I swear. It was called the Buddha Hut or something.
Right.
And she was near Clark's Beach. So it was fabulous
spot.
To walk to the beach every morning.
Yeah. Yep.
But we slept on her veranda and it had detached mosquito netting from the roof to the railings of the veranda, so we'd be not carried away. We still were, by the way.
Okay,
But we literally paid to sleep on her veranda and sneak in through the front door to go to the loo. I swear it's a true story.
I can't believe you've made my mate's garage sound like a five star.
Exactly, that sounds amazing.
An open air veranda in Byron.
By the way, right, Steve G, Almost by the Sea at Carrington, available anytime. I'm going to be in Queensland. Go and have a holiday.
Perfect.
Free.
Thank you. I'm coming just myself.
You know what? Whack it up on the Airbnb. You'll make a fortune.
You would. It'd pay for your Queensland trip and then some.
I just don't want people in my house that I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. Yuck.
Yeah, I know.
God, things are in my drawers.
That's what I wouldn't be like that either.
No.
No.
Imagine going through my medicine cabinet, you'd report me.
What if someone gave you $5,000 for the week, though? Would that change your mind?
I'd love to have someone in my house rising for $5,000 a week.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah. Still wouldn't.
Mm. Oh.
Stuff to think about anyway.
You caught me off guard, right? On the line. Monday you brought me lizards. Yesterday you brought me guinea pigs.
Yeah.
What have we got today, mate?
Well, today, actually, I won't do that story because I bet you Hamish will. So I'll leave that one alone. But there is one rolling around about the amount of people this year, record year of people not wanting to go to their own work Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because we've had this year of lockdown,
and
you'd think people would be wanting to go out and socialise. But the reverse is true. People are kind of going, you know what, I don't want to run the risk of A, catching something.
It's not that.
And I'm exhausted.
No, they were locked down at home and realised how much happier they were.
Yeah.
Not mixing with them all. So why would you go to a party with them?
But isn't that weird?
That's what it is.
So there's a, like, bosses are getting cranky because they're throwing money at parties and people are either not showing or saying, I don't want to be a part of it.
Mm. Jeez. I totally understand it.
Well, we had a party for our crew like 2 weeks ago. I say our crew, I'm in the station. And no one went, what I hear. There was like 3 people there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I think we've got a work Christmas party
Friday.
This Friday.
Yep.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I think there's a bit of fatigue about the gathering and a bit of suspicion as to how COVID safe when you're heading into Christmas and you don't want to miss out on your own Christmas.
I don't even think it's COVID safe, to be honest. I think people are just too tired.
Yeah.
I really do. You know, because we're all out doing little things that aren't COVID safe every day now, aren't
true.
We? So I think everyone's just stuffed.
Yeah.
It's like, can we just not? Mm. Can we have a welcome back next year party or something?
Yeah. You know, everyone needs...
You have a break and...
Yeah.
I think everyone needs a boss like we used to have. He said attendance is like...
Compulsory.
Compulsory. He wants 100% attendance or else, like, he'll be very upset with us.
Oh, I swear
so
to
So we
God.
All had to go because we felt bad.
Triple M's loss was win television's game when old Ashley went over there.
We do love Ashley.
Nothing
though.
Like
Ashley,
Ashley was going, I'll put some money into a party. By the way, it is compulsory.
Exactly. You must attend.
What about when he had the year with all the girls hanging upside down with crutches in our faces? That was fun.
There was a couple of guys there too, everybody.
Was there? Yeah. I only remember the girls
there
thinking,
was.
This is awkward.
Yeah. No, the reason I say there was a couple of guys there because I was on the other side with the guys crutching my face going, this is awkward.
He even had a magician at one party I think you had a run-in tender with. Not a run-in
not
with,
a
but
run-in.
You just
mistook
he was
him for someone that I knew and gave him lots of cuddles and kisses.
Yeah, so the magician wouldn't leave alone
stop.
Or not.
Let's not go there.
It was weird because I walked up to the magician and said, would you like me to make her disappear?
It's funny how all magicians look the same in a top hat and tail.
I totally agree with you. It's like hypnotists.
Yeah.
Hypnotists and magicians all look the same.
I know.
I got one for you because you got to have a think about this, all
right?
Because if you just say it straight out, you're going, oh, not really. But if you really think about this, it's true. If you ever really want to feel completely naked, more naked than naked,
yeah,
be naked and then put shoes on.
Is that right?
Think about it.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird, though?
Because you're partly dressed. It's like, I should have more on than shoes.
That's
yeah.
So if you're like, you're naked and going, oh, yeah, this is all right. Put shoes on and go, oh, my God. It's the weirdest psychological thing.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. If you just feel like it today, whack some shoes on, run around the house with no pants on. Oh, my God, it sounds like Tuesday to me.
It's Tanya and Steve.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and experience the magic of great home design. Find your nearest display home at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Our 10K Christmas is happening. We're going to be drawing $10,000 worth of Christmas presents on Friday to one lucky person. We've added to the Christmas present list today, Family Pass to Nitro Circus. It's coming to McDonald Jones Stadium. Saturday the 12th of March next year, tickets go on sale. Well, they're on sale now through Ticketmaster.
We want to do one of these.
The list. The list. Always a debatable one. On which is the best Christmas movie, but we just want a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, the must-watch movie, Christmas movie, that is, before the big day itself.
Yeah,
what is it?
In your world.
Yes.
The one that you go to every time.
Mm-hmm.
I always go to Love Actually.
Yeah, I know.
It's just mine.
Stunning.
Love it.
Absolutely. I've got a bit of Love Actually somewhere in my system.
We do. While you're ringing to tell us the movie that you must watch pre-Christmas.
What about this scene?
I'll smell anything you like, I'll tell you the truth.
The best shag you ever had?
Britney Spears.
Wow.
No, only kidding. She was rubbish.
He was the funniest person
I
in that
know.
Movie.
And a horrible song. it's just my, I don't know, and I will always. And it doesn't matter if it's Christmas. If it's on, I have to sit.
Of course.
Yep. You just can't go past it.
Absolutely not. It's, do you, okay, so you just said if it's on, you'll sit and watch it, but do you purposely go, all right, it's Love Actually night?
No, I don't have a Love Actually night because I just know it'll, oh, come on, let's watch it.
Yeah.
You know, because I think it's Netflix, it's floating around, wherever it's floating around, it'll pop, come on, let's do it, whenever that may be.
Michael's on board your theory there.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Tanya, how are you?
Very well. Which is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be Love Actually.
Yeah, got to be, Michael.
Do you have a certain...
Every year.
Yep.
Yeah, do you kind of, I just asked Steve the same question, Michael, do you go, all right, tonight is Love Actually Night, or does it just eventuate at some point?
It's got to come on eventually, several times.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll catch up with it sometime.
Yeah,
you're in the draw.
They've certainly made a lot more since when we were kids, Henry. We just watched the wooden puppets one.
So
from
true.
From like they made them in the 60s, but they were rolling through till the 90s. Yeah. It wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a Frosty the Snowman, yeah. One like that.
Yeah, and there was one we only talked about yesterday, one with Fred Astaire, a wooden puppet, Fred Astaire, talking about Frosty, I think, actually. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Kim. Which movie must you watch pre-Christmas?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a classic.
The original or the remade one?
The remade
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yep. Yeah?
The original's too old, I reckon.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the remade is gorgeous.
Right.
And it's a bit dishy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the remade one, I don't think.
You?
I don't think so.
Oh, you'd love it.
Okay.
It's really sweet.
One of them's on Disney Plus at the moment.
Yeah, you're in the draw.
Oh, isn't Rach an old romantic for Christmas? What's your favourite Christmas movie, mate?
Die Hard.
Party, pal! Classic Christmas movie.
Yippee-ki-yay, Rach.
Yeah. Do you snuggle up and have a romantic evening watching that one?
God, no.
Thanks, Rach.
Certainly a snuggle movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn, which one do you like?
Hello, Lynn.
At least we can hear your indicator.
Hello, I'm just trying to get it off.
That's all right. Which movie must you watch pre-Christmas?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. Right. sorry about that. The Tim Allen one, Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah, he's a great Santa.
See, get three for the price of one. It just keeps going.
It's true, isn't it?
I love that.
Yeah. Thing is, he doesn't make them anymore because he actually looks like Santa now.
Yeah. What about Jane up at Hawk's Nest? Which one do you watch every year, Jane?
Oh, our son said to us the other day, he said, Mum, we've got to get ready to watch Home Alone.
Ah, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Number one.
Everyone in this family hates me. I don't want a new family. I don't want any family.
You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a family.
Which one are you guys into, Jane?
Look, we love them both, but the first one being the first is the greatest, I think. Mm. And the jokes are new and the pranks and all that he gets up to.
I'm not buying into two. No parents can forget them twice.
Well, if you're not buying into two, do not watch the brand new offering though. Oh my God, it's awful.
It?
They've remade Home Alone.
No.
They have. Aww.
With a new kid, and he says the same lines that Macaulay Culkin says.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah. No, that's weird.
No need.
Jane.
There's no need. Thanks, Jane.
There is no need.
The original is the best.
I was waiting for this, Jacinta. Come on.
Has to be Elf.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've got a bit of Elf here.
I'm singing. I'm in a store, and I'm singing. I'm in a store, and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys.
Love it. So cute.
I watched that the other night, Jacinta. When do you watch it?
I've already watched it 4 times.
Oh, there you go.
It's classic.
Hey, look at this, Tim.
Love it.
Tim's got both of our favourite, haven't you, Tim?
Yeah, mate. Polar Express.
Yeah.
He just crossed it. Latitude 66 degrees, 33 minutes. The Arctic Circle.
Good.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Do you watch it on your own, Tim, or do you allow the kids to sit on the lounge with you?
Occasionally allow the kids to come watch it with you.
Yeah.
Far too scary for the kiddies, mate. With
that's a bit dark.
That guy on top of the
train. Yeah, he's a bit creepy. Yeah. You're in the draw, Tim. Thank you.
Good on you, Tim.
Now, you've watched everyone that ever exists on the planet, so is there any that we've missed?
Well, Last Christmas.
I loved that.
I love it.
I really, really liked that.
Yeah.
I only watched that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
A little bit sad towards the end of that one.
Yeah, but it's uplifting.
Yeah.
It's sad but uplifting. There's so if you haven't watched that one, that's rolling around on Netflix at the moment.
Yeah.
It was in the movies 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because you were telling me about it, so Deanna and I sat down and watched it. She loved it. And I loved it.
Yeah. Have you got a grab, Bryce?
I don't have a grab
one,
sorry.
I was just going to remind people it's Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
Right,
yes. In a completely different... She's absolutely stunning and she can sing.
And the word is the guy in this Last Christmas is the future James Bond.
Henry Golding. Yes, he's good. He's a bit, very suave.
Yeah, very.
Not confirmed, but there's a lot of words around him being the next James Bond.
Well, we've got the theme here. All these Christmas movies are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So can I just remind you of what I was telling you guys off air? Tell people, don't watch this new offering on Apple. It's called Silent Night. It's the most depressing movie. It's commentary of what's going on in the world right now.
Right.
It looked amazing. Yep. Decorations, English manor, Keira Knightley was in it, fabulous cast.
Wow.
It had all the makings of a classic Christmas movie. I was in a fetal position howling after it.
Oh, jeez.
Terrified to leave my front door.
Oh.
So
oh,
not good.
There's a
sounds like you last March.
So it doesn't have the
COVID outbreak.
It doesn't have the cheer and the goodwill of all the others we've just talked
about.
Okay, good
tip.
Give that one a miss.
Good tip.
Good tip.
Don't need any more misery.
We don't.
Silent Night. Do not watch it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big thumbs down.
Can I add a quick little one?
Well, I was going to say, I'll have to throw in, you've got to get the Griswold Christmas. I mean, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Holiday. How good is that?
Just the way he lights that house is crazy. What's that?
Nothing.
You don't like it?
I love it.
At me if I had the song. You know,
yeah, he does it.
I don't know, mate. 8 years, you'd think you'd know now, Tanya.
In our old system, if any of our engineers, bosses that I've sent emails to, my new studio sucks.
That's true. We didn't think it could get worse.
It sucks.
Because the studio doesn't work properly.
It doesn't work properly.
I love it. 2 days out and you've cracked it.
Yeah.
I sent a pretty scathing email yesterday. I probably could tell you guys this off air, but I'll continue this conversation.
No.
Anyway, it's got to be fixed now.
And obviously nothing happened.
Yeah. Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and experience the magic of great home design. Find your nearest display home at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Well, I didn't know that the parcel could be so controversial.
Well, what's going on? I know. What's Bluey? What is all this?
Well, you know Bluey.
No.
Well, you don't know the dogs, the puppies and Bluey? Australia's favourite cartoon.
Oh, dog.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In a recent,
not kind of in my world.
No, I know.
Kids
I
that
know.
Age.
You are though, Rise, aren't you?
I'm well and truly in it. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da. Funny. That sounds.
Sorry, that's the intro, and I know it because there's only 7 minute episodes in Bluey, so I hear that every 7 minutes.
The intro sounds. I thought you were doing like, you know, Dynasty.
Well, in a recent episode, controversy right around the planet, the UK to here in Australia.
Yeah.
Bluey's neighbour, so it's Lucky's dad, actually. He complained in a game of pass the parcel that the puppies were playing that there was a prize under every layer. And according to Lucky's dad, that's just not how you play, because that gives the impression that everyone's a winner, and that's just not true to life.
Right.
So what has happened is there's a real divide between people, parents, that say, no, Lucky's dad is wrong.
Mm.
You need to put a prezi in between every layer.
I thought there was.
No, well, have a listen.
The prezi got better.
Have a listen.
Are you putting a present in every layer?
Yeah, of course.
No way. I want to play it the proper way. None of this present in every layer business. Put one big present in the middle. Winner gets that.
Well, what about everyone else?
We'll have to suck it up.
That's not how it's done anymore, Pat.
I'm putting my foot down, Janelle. We're raising a nation of squibs.
Squibs!
So what do you think? What are your pass-the-parcel rules?
I thought it was a thingy in each one, but no, I'm. It's like musical chairs, anything. It's got to be winners. That's how it works.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, one winner.
Yep.
I know some people maybe put a chocolate or a little treat in between each layer.
And then a big present at the end.
And then the big payoff.
I think that's the one I know.
Right.
So you got that, but you didn't get the big payoff.
Right.
Yep.
I think that's the one I know.
Well, we are in that world, Rise. How does Pass the Parcel work at the moment?
Pretty much at the moment, it works. Everyone gets a similar prize. Every single layer, the music stops. Whoever's in charge of the music, makes sure. It's like, which kid hasn't got it? That Ollie kid hasn't got it yet.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
I don't agree
with
that.
Very, very PC at the moment.
No.
100%.
Well, we're raising a nation of squibs.
Squibs!
Lucky's dad is right. We are. 133353, though. Are we going to throw it out there?
What are your rules? What are your Pass the Parcel rules? Are we raising the squibs so everybody gets equal prezzies? So there's no massive payoff at the end.
Yep.
Or are we teaching them about life and that not everyone can win today?
Give us a call. 1-333-53. Have your opinion on Pass the Parcel. I never thought we'd throw it out there and ask what people do with their Pass the Parcel.
No, I'm just thinking going, no, you're right. Because teaching them, there's only one winner. It's really worked out for you guys, particularly with the gingerbread house only the other day. Where
I was crowned the winner and Tanya did not.
And Tanya was very, but then you tried to defend yourself because you're both. And I'm just thinking, yeah, no, that's not probably working out well either.
Ripped off, by the way.
Ah, I'd just like to point out.
I won.
Yep, there you go. So how's that? There's got to be a winner work. That doesn't
work.
Well,
that was subjective winning.
Oh, yeah,
that was
a panel
of judges.
Okay. Yeah, one who's in the pocket of you.
1-333-53 though. We're going to throw it out there and talk about Pass the Parcel. What are your rules? Everyone who calls the show today gets in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
I think we should teach our kids just to be win the important things.
Yeah, like the end of Pass the Parcel. Not every layer.
And gingerbread houses.
Joe's at Ellalong. How do you play Pass the Parcel, Joe?
All right, well, I'm a little bit older, and when I was younger and we played it, it was only one present. Not everyone got one, so, yeah.
I'm with you.
I agree with the dog dad or whatever
he Lucky's
was.
Dad.
Yeah, Squibs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. You're in the draw for a 10K Christmas.
One vote for Lucky's dad.
Helen's giving us a call.
Helen?
What do you reckon, Helen?
Oh, definitely old school, definitely only one present at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's life. Yes. You know, just tough it out.
It's like playing musical chairs and giving everyone a chair.
Silly.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Silly.
I don't get it.
So no squibs in Helensville either?
No way. No. It's all about life.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Pass the parcel pretty much sums up everyone for life.
And if they're four and they're crying, suck it up, princess.
That's exactly
that's what
right.
you say.
Yep.
School
of hard knocks.
There you go. Yep. And in 20 years' time, they'll be complaining they didn't win a gingerbread house competition. It's not going to work, guys.
Thank you, Helen. No, I'm definitely in the Lucky's Dad rule on this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alison's
yeah.
given us a call with some good thoughts.
What do you think, Alison?
If it's a tiny, the little people.
Yeah.
Then everybody gets a little prize and a big prize at the end.
Right.
If they're older, say from 7 or 8 onwards, then it's only the big prize in the middle.
Okay. I don't mind that. So you.
No, too late. You're already telling the 4-year-old to suck it up.
Yeah, stop crying, you little whinger.
It's a little cry.
Okay, like a little chocolate or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Alison.
All right.
We'll go to Sharon.
She makes some sense, doesn't she?
No.
What about you, Sharon?
Just a big prize at the end,
yep.
And sometimes I like to trick them, and they open it, and there's absolutely nothing there.
Oh, yeah, Sharon.
Got to teach them hard.
Oh, my gosh.
That is setting them up for life. I love it. Life sucks.
How does that play out when they're all standing around you crying?
Oh, they look shocked, but none of them have cried yet. I just tell them, well, better luck next time.
There you go, Helen.
That's Sharon.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah. Sharon. Yes, yeah, so you're certainly raising a whole lot of very stable adults to come.
Well, I think we need to. We're too soft these days.
Yeah,
too soft.
Yeah, too soft. I love that. That's a new category I didn't even think of. No present for anybody.
No present.
Yeah, there's not a present even at the end. It's just like
you do realise this is going from a woman who made her son wear a helmet ice skating.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Happy with that?
Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Imagine that. You get to the end, there's not even a president. Did you go, well, that's life, baby.
Did you cheat with Lorke just so you could win in front of him?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I always ran it. I'll tell you what, I always ran it fairly, and I always had my back turned. So I never knew who got the prezi.
I always used to, when it was going around, I used to hold it for that extra bit. You know, it's like I'm supposed to pass it to Steve, but I'm like super slowly passing.
Yeah, that's when you give him a clip up the ear.
Jesus Christ. Not playing Pass the Parcel with Daniel.
There was more Hunger Games at my place.
I feel like I've just woken up in 1955.
It does say something, though. Logan's very good.
He's very competitive.
He's a very competitive. Hey, if you want a professional athlete, don't put presents
go
in
hard
pass
with
the
Pass the Parcel.
There you go. Yeah. Is that the tip?
It is.
Nah,
yeah.
That's good motto, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, though. Yeah, because BJ's like me, he doesn't care.
It's Tanya and Steve. Triple M, this is Tanya and Steve. Thanks to McDonald Jones Homes. They've been helping build the great Aussie dream for over 35 years.
I've already got the contract for your gingerbread house, Tanya. I know Risey won, but quite frankly, no one wanted to live in it. So we
got a shocker.
It's up and running.
Well, right now with McDonald Jones, you can take advantage of their free 20-month fixed price guarantee, which in this day and age is fabulous.
Yeah, all award-winning architectural designs, by the way, too. You got single ones, two-story designs. Go and check them out.
McDonaldJonesHomes.com.au.
Good talk.
Now, this is something we wanted to talk about because it's EP Nikki saw it the other day, but this is up at Rathluva where she's staying with the folks at the moment.
See, I stopped then because I thought Risey had some fantastic little noise to make.
Oh.
Only took 10 minutes to get there.
Playing the equipment.
I was amazed when I saw this, T2. I thought it's still going and I love it.
Absolutely. It's Santa Claus on a fire truck.
Yes.
And I love the fact that even though she's a pregnant mama-to-be, she was out there like a four-year-old, you know, waving and getting excited because it was a thing that we were used to as kids, the fire truck coming around with Santa.
Ours used to come around in a speedboat.
Well, there, that makes sense.
On a trailer behind the ute.
Oh, that's awesome.
On a, trailer, so it had the ute and then the trailer and a speedboat, and he'd always throw out what was called fish lollies.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Throwing out lollies, yeah.
Well, that's what we want to find out. Is there still a fire truck and a Santa doing the rounds at yours or a speedboat on a ute?
Whatever. Give us a call. 133-53 Santa Claus on the back of the fire truck or on the back of the speedboat. We'd love to talk to you, see if it's still going.
See, I like the idea of the speedboat for Nelson Bay, say.
Yeah.
There you are.
Michelle, it's happening in Rayworth?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Tell us.
I think it's this weekend.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
And the fire truck?
Yeah, the fire truck, yeah.
I wonder where this all started, the fire truck thing.
Good question.
Because it's a thing.
Yeah. And does Santa toss out lollies to the kids?
He does, and you hear the sirens for, you know, a good half an hour before he reaches your house.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Great thing.
So the kids are all lined up in the street ready to go.
How do you know? Nice. How does it get known, like posted around the community these days?
I'm not sure how they know, but you can hear the sirens and it's just intermittent, so you know that it's not an emergency. It's like something, like Santa's on its way.
Cool. Yeah.
How good. Love
it. Just think it's 2021 too. One day a lolly will take out a kiddie's eye and everyone will sue Santa and that'll stop too. Hello, Simone.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Does Santa ride the fire truck near you?
He does. He comes around every year on the back of the fire truck and the firing goes. You can hear him coming along the next street, so all the kids wait outside.
Where's that?
In Dora Creek.
Oh, perfect.
I love it.
It is.
Thanks, and how Simone. Do you know, Simone? Like, I'm curious, do people share it on Facebook? What happens?
Well, I'm not actually on Facebook, so we just hear the fire truck. It's like a different kind of siren. That
Right, you just know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, I love Simone. That. There you go. No speedboats.
No.
Quite a surprise.
Well, let's go to Brankston. They do it at Brankston, Karen?
Yes.
When?
This weekend.
Oh, seems like it's happening around now.
Fire truck?
Yes, in the fire truck.
Oh, there you go. It's on.
That's so
good on you, fireys.
Love
Karen,
it.
You're also in the draw for our 10K Christmas. Everyone we speak to is in the draw for this list of Christmas presents we're giving away on Friday.
Got one at Raymond Terrace, Tracy?
Yes, at Raymond Terrace. It's still happening.
When? Is it this weekend?
I think it's the 19th.
Okay, so another week away. Yes. And what happens, Trace? Does it do all the streets?
Yes, it does all the streets, and you can hear the siren going.
Yeah, nice.
Love it.
Thank you, Tracy. I think we've got Matt who helps out Santa every year.
Oh, do you, Matt?
One of Santa's helpers.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good. What happens?
Well, we have two trucks that go around Bawara Largs.
Yeah.
So we used to be able to ride on the back of the truck, but now we've got to be in the truck.
Right.
And with COVID, you're only allowed four people. So.
Oh, Matt. Oh, I know, God. Mate.
But, no, it's good fun.
I bet. So Santa plus three little helpers, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And is Santa allowed to throw lollies out, or is that not COVID friendly?
No, we're allowed to throw lollies out, but they've got to be packeted ones now. We can't. the little paper bag full of lollies anymore. They've got to be shop bought ones.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Times are a changing, aren't they? Are.
Also, that's Santa's it. Probably got a gluten free lollies, dairy free lollies, the lollies that all the kids can eat. All different ranges.
When is Santa going out, Bawara Largs?
On Sunday, the 12th.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right. So they normally leave the station about 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
And by the time we get through both suburbs, it's normally 8:30. So.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Back in the good old days, Matt, you could throw out big legs of ham and laugh as you knocked over adults.
Yeah, we have the Christmas carols blasting through the loudspeakers on the front of the truck.
Oh,
too,
so.
Love
that. Perfect. So good.
Have a great
week,
Matt. Helping Santa.
Enjoy it while you can, people. There's cancer culture out there waiting.
I know. But have you noticed it's those gorgeous little communities that are further afield than just, you know, where's the Lambton and the inner cities and the Charlestown and the Wolf's
Bay? I think you'll find it if you live there, Santa thinks you can afford your own lollies.
It's Daniel and Steve.
It's so good. I hope that tradition never, ever dies.
I totally agree with you. Although it sounds like the speedboat one has.